This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Government has imposed export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF, and cut domestic levies on petrol and diesel to ensure adequate availability and protect consumers from rising global oil prices triggered by the West Asia crisis. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, Chairman of the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Vivek Chaturvedi, said the move aims to discourage exports at a time when international prices have surged sharply, creating incentives for refiners to sell fuel overseas. He said export duty has been set at 21.5 per rupees litre on diesel and 29.5 rupees per litre on ATF, while petrol remains exempt. He noted that the rates will be reviewed on a fortnightly basis. The government has also decided to increase the commercial LPG allocation of states to 70%, with 20% allocation given to industries such as steel, automobile, textile, and other labor-intensive industries. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the move aims to ease the supply of commercial LPG. He added that priority will be given to those industries where piped gas is not a substitute. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that the primary concern of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to ensure that common Indian citizens do not face difficulties in their daily lives. He was speaking to the media in Parliament premises.
On behalf of the public, I would like to thank the Prime Minister for taking such a big step in this difficult time. This was not an easy step to take, yet he has shown how to act in the interest of the public. The PM had clearly stated that there should be no panic or hoarding as the situation is under control. In the all-party meeting, even opposition MPs appreciated the government in a way and also assured that they would support the government's decisions.
Joint Secretary of the Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that India currently has sufficient crude inventories with supplies secured for the next 2 months and that LPG and PNG availability remains comfortable. She added that refineries are operating at full or higher capacity, while domestic LPG production has increased by nearly 40%. Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has clarified that the rumours of a lockdown in India are completely false and there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has also dismissed reports that suggested the government could consider a lockdown-like measure. The Finance Minister called such reports baseless and said there is no such move being considered. Defence Ministry today signed contracts worth 858 crore rupees for procurement of Tunguska Air Defence Missile System and Inspection Depot Level P-81I Long Range Maritime Reconnaissance Aircraft. The ministry said that the contract for the procurement of Tunguska Air Defence Missile System, valued at 445 crore rupees, for the Indian Army was signed with JSC Rossoboron Export Russia in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh. It said these cutting-edge missiles will enhance the country's multi-layered air defence capabilities against aerial threats, including aircraft drones and cruise missiles. Meanwhile, the contract for the inspection depot level of P-8I long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft for Indian Navy under Buy Indian category with 100% indigenous content valued at 413 crore rupees was signed with Boeing India Defence Private Limited. In Uttar Pradesh, the festival of Ram Navami has been celebrated today with religious fervour. The main attraction of the celebration is in Ayodhya, where Surya Snan took place at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. Our correspondent reports more than 10 lakh people are in Ayodhya to celebrate Ram Navami. People took holy bath in Saryu River and Ram Ki Peri before having darshan of Lord Ram at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple after Abhishekam of Lord Ram. In the morning, the Surya Tilak took place in the Sanctum Sanctorum sharp at noon when a beam of sunlight fell on the forehead of the deity for approximately 4 minutes. The temple will remain open for darshan till late at night today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered prayers to Lord Ram and virtually witnessed the Surya Tilak ceremony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.